This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history rose. On Dynamic banter.
Did you hear anything I said?
What's up, guys? Welcome to Dynamic Banter. My computer is updating currently, and you know, I didn't even need to say that. I didn't, Mike. How you doing?
Can we follow up on that first story real quick?
Yeah.
I want to get a follow up on the first story.
I just don't want to blow our load right in the beginning of the podcast.
I hate when you peak as soon as it starts.
I know, we can't.
It's like, where do we go from here?
It happens. Do I have to sign into my goddamn Apple ID right now?
Say it out loud.
Okay.
Is that an iced tea you got there?
Yes, it is. It's a nice tea.
It looks like, and correct me if I'm wrong, but when you haven't had any water for a week and a half and you go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Peeps.
Yeah.
Number one, peeps. And it smells real bad. Anytime you do something and it smells real bad, it's your body telling you that something is wrong. And that's so important to pay attention. Welcome back to paying attention to your body.
Welcome back to listening to your body. I wish I could pull up the music. I would.
The theme music to listening to your body?
Would I like to use iCloud Keychain on this Mac?
Has anyone ever used that?
I'm sure.
Is there an iCloud janitor?
Yeah, there's some guy wearing really dumb sunglasses in a Starbucks right now.
Having no problem getting into his account.
Yeah. On his laptop and is proudly using iCloud Keychain.
Yeah.
And all those other things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going on. Now it's asking me if I want to store files from documents and desktop in iCloud Drive.
Well, do you?
No, fuck you.
Don't leave us on the
No,
hook
I
here,
don't
Steve.
Want to, and I'm not going to, dude. That's the fucking bottom line, Macintosh.
Well, let me ask you a question, and I don't mean to come at you this hard this early in the morning.
That's fine.
But what are you going to do with your documents if they're not in your iCloud Drive?
I mean, they're just going to have to live in my documents folder.
What?
And that's that. That's where they live.
That thing smells.
It does.
Some wrong.
Man, I'm dealing with some shit from my fucking landlord right now, and I'm like fucking pissed off
about it. Dude, I love getting pissed off.
I don't want to talk about it. It's stupid to talk about it. All I don't right. feel like talking about it.
Well, how about this?
I just want
Join
everyone to know
week.
That I'm pissed off at my fucking landlord right now.
Uh-huh.
And that's all there is to it.
Great. It's so easy to be pissed off at landlords. Come is right, E.T., and... Thank you so much for joining the conversation. And you too can join the conversation at Dynamic Banter.
All I know is that like lawyers might need to be involved soon. Mm. And this is going to be this is going to suck. This is either going to end in this could end in three possible ways.
Mm-hmm.
One, everything's taken care of. Shit happens. We good to go. Everything's great.
Just do number one.
I would love to, but unfortunately, I am not in control of all the factors that would lead to number one.
Mm.
Number two, this becomes a big mess, and it ends with me leaving that place,
mm-hmm.
which isn't the worst thing in the world, but it certainly sucks real bad.
Yeah.
Because I have too much shit, and the idea of moving sounds like a fucking nightmare to me. Literally a living nightmare. And also, I fucking love where I live. Yeah. I love it.
That's a fun place.
It's a good place.
Yeah.
And the third possible way it could end is that eventually things are fine, but it's just drawn out for so long.
Yeah. That's kind of their jam.
Yeah, I think number three is probably where we're headed, but I'm lawyering up. And I'm gonna protect myself in the best possible way.
You always gotta protect yourself in case somebody drops a number three on you.
Yeah, dude. No one wants a number three. I thought number three was puke.
Dude, one time. I like that. One time when I lived in Norwalk, Connecticut.
I gotta do number three.
I gotta three.
Honey, what are you doing at number one, number two?
No, go away.
Number three. Okay, sweetheart. I'll be back.
I got a three. I almost actually threed on that last. but I used to live in Norwalk, Connecticut.
And a one, and a two.
I used to live in Norwalk, Connecticut. And one time, we had to walk down the street with our laundry to go to a laundromat. And
I've never had to do that. And I want to say that I appreciate you and I respect you for doing that.
Okay. Thank you. We had no choice.
Yeah, I know. I know people have no choice, and it sucks.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a New York thing, maybe. Or all major cities, maybe.
Wherever they have them.
Maybe they have one.
Sometimes in cities, because there's lots of apartments.
Yeah, and apartments, you know, it's not often that they have in-unit washer-dryer.
No, but that is...
But that's the dream.
That's heaven. Yeah. I had that, too. And that was... Anyway, I walked into this goddamn place, and I opened up the thing... washing machine.
Yeah.
Front loading.
That's nice.
And it smelled like the worst thing ever. And I remember making a YouTube video in like 2008 where I called it a number three.
it was so bad that it was a number three.
Yeah.
That's very funny.
It was terrible. I still remember. It's one of those smells that like, I want to make a bad comparison, but I'm not.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
You know when people experience a lot of death and they're like, I'll never forget the smell.
I experienced a new anxiety that I didn't realize I had or knew I had. Mm-hmm. The one time I was on a plane and the worst smell I have ever smelled in my life entered my nose.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
And then you look around and notice that other people are noticing it too, and it's not okay. And you're in an emergency situation where what do? You can't roll down the window and let the smell out.
And then you look over and somebody's napping like this.
Yeah, dude, that's the thing. Like, it literally was like, there's a dead person on the plane, and they let everything out.
If you're not dead,
they dropped it all into their dockers, and it was just.
That'd be so funny if the pilot came over the loudspeaker and was like, "Okay, we're getting reports of a smell back there. No problem, we'll get all figured out. We're gonna test the waters by saying, go ahead and raise your hand if you're not dead. The students will come around. If you don't have your hand up, yeah, I'll take care. To your left is the Grand Canyon."
Why don't they do that?
Sometimes they do. The pilot's in a good mood. That's nice.
This is your pilot speaking.
Are we both pilots?
Shut up. I'm talking on the thing. We're going to have a little bit of turbulence coming up ahead, just letting you guys know. So we're going to keep that seatbelt light on for the foreseeable future. And also, it smells like someone just straight up died back there, doesn't it? Well, nothing we can do about it. Anyway, that's the Grand Canyon on the right.
It was just your bit, basically, but yeah, I wanted to do it again. I just wanted to do it, too.
It's good to get different versions.
It was fun. You can do another one. You want to do a new one?
No.
This is your captain speaking, and it's been clear up here, huh? That's nice. I like when that happens. All right. Anyway, you guys doing all right? All right. Okay. Well, we're going to turn this off now.
Okay, I'll do one.
Yeah, it's fun. Go for it.
Hey, this is your captain speaking, flying at about 40,000 feet. We're way up there today. We normally don't go this high. I don't know where we're going. Anyway, the Wi-Fi sign is turned on, so go ahead and chat with your friends, chat with your loved ones. And, what was I going to say? What's today, Wednesday? This thing is fun. You ever do that when you find a microphone? Maybe you get one of those. I'm going to fly the plank.
And good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for flying American Airlines. This is the LAX flight to Brisbane, Australia, nonstop. Oh, really? Jesus. Wait. Shit.
From LA to Australia?
do that. Okay, well, Jesus, what is this, like a 16-hour flight or some shit? Oops, okay.
What if you heard that? That'd be the worst shit ever.
That'd be real sad. This should be a button, by the way.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, I'm going to save it. I'm going to save it so it can be a button.
It makes the voice worse when you do it without the sound.
Is this one better? Does this sound better?
It's from outside the plane.
Hey, I'm outside the plane.
No, this one was better because it was calmer.
Yeah, this is like what you experience on a regular flight.
This is your captain speaking. What a nice, soothing sound the plane's making, am I right? All right, well, it is 2 a.m., so I should probably let y'all sleep.
Dude, I got one.
Okay.
You're the co-pilot.
Okay.
And you're the veteran, and I'm the new guy.
Okay.
And I used to be your co-pilot.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, you used to be my co-pilot.
Older,
right.
And I'm the new...
You're the
new... You're on your way out.
You're the
I'm
new
like
hot shot. You're the hot shot.
Yeah.
Got it.
First time in the announcements.
It's on. Fuck. Everyone,
back away. You're gonna want to back away from the mic.
Everyone, this is your captain speaking. I'm sorry.
Okay. You can turn off the mic.
This is your captain speaking. Hear that, Jeff? For years, I listened to my captain speaking. So now you can listen to your captain speaking. This is Andy, and I just want to say that we're flying out of fucking...
Curse. You cannot curse. I'm writing this down. I'm writing this down.
I'm the captain speaking! Listen to me! We're flying
Ladies
out of
gentlemen,
Benjamin.
We're
flying
gonna,
high in the sky!
We're
flying high! We're going to land soon!
It's going to be a four-hour flight, and what we're going to do we're going to Texas, I think, and that's going to be a nice, sweet flight.
Jeff,
and
I'll crash this plane into the ground. You guys hear that laugh?
That's fun. That's a fun bit.
Yeah, we did it for too long.
Oops, I'm sorry.
Nah, leave me off.
We did do it for too long, but that's fun. We got three sponsors today, guys. That's a nice one, huh? Honk, 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 squeak, squeak, and open the door.
Open the small door, close it.
Guys, so I'm just pissed off at stuff, but I got to have a great time last night. I went to a concert.
Yeah.
And, it had a name. I got to find out the name of this tour.
Was it 1995 Live? 1995 on Ice?
It was, let's see. Here we go. So I was at the Greek Theater this previous evening to see Live, the band. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of Live. But, I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe there's a lot of people here that I haven't heard of Live.
Mm-hmm. They were a band, so imagine that. One of the guys had a rat tail only.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, a rat tail only. That's right. A bald head
Completely
with a rat
bald
tail.
Except
That's right.
for a braided rat tail.
That's right. I remember that.
Which is the most capital 1995 thing you could possibly do. He rollerbladed to all their
shows.
Oh,
that's what it is.
They didn't have a tour bus.
It's called the Ultimate Tour.
No thought whatsoever.
No, not even a little bit.
Oh,
but
no.
It was at the Greek Theater, and I love the Greek Theater. Have you ever been?
No.
It's a wonderful venue. It's like you're in the forest almost because you're up in those Hollywood hills, and you got beautiful trees all around you. And it's an open air stadium.
Close air. I forgot about that one.
It's gorgeous and it's intimate. It's not too big. Mm-hmm. And there's no bad seats, I feel like.
You said like a little stadium?
It's a Lee Stadium, just in the middle of like, ooh, what do you got there? Some giant pines.
Are you like outside like Redlands or Red Rocks?
Well, I've never been to Red Rocks.
But you know it's outside.
Yeah, it is an outside. Have you been to the Hollywood Bowl?
No, but I've seen.
Okay, well, it's like the Hollywood Bowl, but smaller.
Okay.
You know, I love the Greek, man. It's a good theater.
Cool.
It's just intimate, man. Weird Al's playing there real soon. Mm. Cake and Ben Folds are doing a show.
Hmm.
We got to go. Do you like Cake? Do you like Ben Folds?
I used to. There was a time where I liked both of those. I would like to go see John Mayer at the Forum, if I'm being honest.
Sure, I'd see John Mayer.
Because he's doing the thing that everyone's doing with their old. He'll just like play old shit, like from Top to Bon Jam.
Oh, right.
Because everybody's really like horny for nostalgia right now.
I like when that happens.
I like it a lot, too, because that never used to happen. They were just like, you listen to whoever the fuck I want.
And we're going
to
do all of our new shit you've never heard, you little pussy.
And you're going to sit there and you'll like it a year later.
Yeah, or not. You'll probably forget about it.
Yeah. Dude, there's way more bands that I've heard that I was like, I don't know. This statement's not going to make any sense.
Okay.
I remember hearing, what the fuck was that band? The Script open up for...
Wow, I've never even heard of that band.
You would know the song. Break Even, I think, was the song.
Should I pull up a clip?
Yeah, The Script. Let's
cut to a clip of The Script.
I heard them open up for Paul McCartney. And I was like, oh, this band's going to be huge.
What's the band called?
The Script.
And what's the song called?
I think it's called Break Even. Do you remember this
song? Oh, yeah. Break Even is one word. Yeah. That's pretty hip.
Break Even is my favorite Patrick Swayze movie.
What would I do with you?
This riff sounds pretty familiar.
This is the first one you learned.
It's coming back to me.
Pretty iconic first line coming up right here. Watch your head.
Duck under this great line.
The interlude.
I'm still alive, but I'm barely breathing. Dude, that punched me in the face.
Yeah, this guy's Irish as fuck. You could tell.
I don't think I know this song. Let's get to the chorus.
Well, you have to ease into it so you know where it comes from.
A little pre-chorus?
You don't remember this song?
Nope.
Oh, this is such a great song.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
What is this, early 2000s?
Maybe lead later. Maybe like 2010-ish.
The video was published on October 24th, 2009. So
wow.
That's
I'm pretty good with it. As far as music goes, I could put a timestamp on a lot of shit that I listen to. For example, in 1999, I was listening to Sugar Cult. In the year 2001, I was listening to Anne Boleyn.
Whoa.
On the Tooth and Nail Tour
with Emery. Anne Boleyn.
It wasn't Anne Boleyn. It was Anne Boleyn.
Oh, I've never. That is not. Yeah.
Yeah,
I
they weren't like.
In my head for that.
That was like a Lee Underground independent boys.
I'm sorry. I just got nothing in my head for that.
Yeah, I got nothing in my head for that.
That's what I'm going to start saying to people when they want to do improv and I don't want, and I got nothing in my head for that.
I can't think of anything I'd like to affirm and continue with that.
I got to write that down because I'm going to forget about it and I might want to call the episode that. I have nothing in my head for that.
If I was scrolling through these titles, I don't know if that's the first one I'd click on.
Anyway, so I saw, so I got to the Greek and we had a nice group of friends and you were supposed to come, but you were busy and it's fine. And, you know, I'm not that sad about it.
Yeah, good.
But you were missed greatly and it would have been a great time. It would have just intensified the great time if you were there.
Did Gavin say anything about me?
No, he didn't this time.
Stage?
Not this time.
Goddamn right.
You can watch the YouTube videos later, okay? Anyway, so Our Lady Peace opened the show.
Uh-huh.
And I don't remember much from them. And so we listened to a little bit before we headed out. And I guess I did remember like one of their songs, like their hit, I guess, which I can't even recall for you what it is. Do you know what Our Lady Peace's hit was?
Hold My Hand by Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yeah, that's the one. And then Live popped up and they killed it.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, live was so good.
Still three boys? Do you remember?
You know, there was a drummer, mm-hmm. a bassist, a lead guitar. Well, the main guy played lead rhythm, yeah. and then there was a lead guitar.
Four boys.
There were four boys.
Okay, great.
Do you think that there was a guy doing rhythm and lead before?
For some reason, I thought there were three boys.
Yeah. There's bands that are three boys.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. So many.
You need that rhythm guitar, man. That's an important thing. Yeah.
I always try to cut out the bass player, and I paid the ultimate price.
Really? Bass players? I get it. I have not worked with bass players like you have, but bass is so important, man.
Yeah, I was blessed with I had a very good friend that played bass for me for a long time, but I want to make it so bad,
yeah,
stage, and he was in I want to like be a 23-year-old and do whatever the fuck I want to do.
Yeah.
This is perfect, me and him. We played a show once in Cape Cod,
uh-huh.
and it was just like in a restaurant. And he kept like spitting on the ground inside.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, hey, man, what the fuck are you doing?
No.
He was like, whatever the fuck I want.
Was he doing it to be funny or was
no,
he being
an because he
asshole.
Wanted to do that. He was the bass player in a rock band.
Yeah.
No money that no one knew.
Yeah.
And he was like, we're in a rock band. We spit on the ground and shit. He would, when we played New York.
Spit on the ground at a restaurant.
If a taxi cab. God bless him. If a taxi cab rolled out into the crosswalk and we got the signal, he would walk over the hood of the taxi cab.
Like, get onto the car and walk over it?
Yeah, in New York City.
Oh, man. Is he alive?
And I'm like, I'm going to have to write some kind of a song after you get fucking murdered.
Is he alive now?
Oh, yeah. He's a dad now.
Wow.
And he has a beautiful wife and a beautiful child, and that was just his face.
Wow.
It was impossible to put up with, but we were like brothers.
Do you think he was sad? Do you think he was lashing out from an inner sadness, or do you think he was just rebelling? He was in his rebellious.
I think we were just from Connecticut and we got bored, so we were maniacs. 2, 3, 4.
I don't remember how we got there.
We were talking about live, and I was talking about three-man bands.
Oh, yeah, three-man bands and bassists and rhythm guitar. Mm-hmm. I love a rhythm guitar, dude.
Hell yeah.
Big fan of a rhythm guitar.
That's John Lennon.
Here's something I've never really talked about that I do enjoy in my life. All right.
Dude, ditto. Dude, same.
that guy left.
Yeah, I'm sitting next to the wife.
I like to build a song like in a garage band or something and then like listen to it without certain layers on and then certain layers off,
mm-hmm.
and just like play with that for hours.
Yeah.
'Cause I just love how you can like you can make a song with like bass, drums, rhythm guitar, lead guitar, vocals, backup vocals, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can be like, fuck it, I'm going to fucking turn off the lead vocals. I'm going to leave the backup vocals going and I'm going to get the rhythm guitar going and no drums.
Yeah.
Let's hear what that sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really fun for me. So I had like, I remember as a kid, I would go into like, back when the internet was just like this. Well, I never used it for anything awful, really, but I used to, like, go searching for, like, weird music things, and, like, I would find, like, an entire bootleg discography of, like, Oingo Boingo stuff with, like, unreleased tracks and demos and shit.
Yeah.
And that was, like, the fucking holy grail to me, to find demos, like, deep in the web somewhere.
Why did everybody search for those? I had so many of those.
I know, right? But like now, that's like a gone thing. Like no one really, like the demo is now part of the iTunes version of the album that you love. Or like.
People still trade like live shows and stuff
right,
like that.
Right, right. Bootlegs are still a thing. But I wonder, like, I'm a big fan of demos.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I love demos so much. Yeah. They're just like really raw and like really like sometimes it's just the artist with an acoustic guitar or sometimes it's like the artist with like these really crude drum machine like
synth
tracks.
That's the thing.
Like,
everything is real perfect now. So when you hear less than perfect versions of that, it's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Coheed and Cambria released, I don't remember which record it was, something about destruction, had an elephant on it. Obviously.
Yeah.
And they released like the demos along with the thing. And it was awesome.
I love that, dude. Yeah. And if the band is really good, like I've been really into Vampire Weekend recently or currently. I think they're a fantastic fucking band and like all their music is really cool. And I'm like, whoa, where did this, like, you've heard Vampire Weekend songs. And but like you know, there's the songs that just don't get played or whatever, or like aren't in a fucking movie or some Toyota commercial. Mm-hmm.
The B-sides, baby.
And they're like really good. And I always love it when the B-sides are fucking good.
Yeah.
And so there's that song. I think it's Vampire Weekend. Or which band is it that does the?
The kid? No, not the kids. That was one of their fucking songs.
Yeah. Fuck. What
they sang the. Electric Feel.
MGMT.
Dude, I love them, and then I was off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They came out with that Electric Feel song, and I was like, this is the perfect song. Dude, I love that song. And then they came out with that other album, and I was like...
Okay, so...
Bye-bye.
I don't know much about modern MGMT, but I love... that early stuff. Like, that track is so good. Electric Feel is so
fucking
good.
Dude, the synth line over Electric Feel is perfect.
Dude, it's... Scooter, 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 scooter. Oh, yeah, that's great. I just love that bass line, too. So MGMT has that Time to Pretend song, which is this song. We'll play a little bit of it. This is the episode we have to demonetize. Oh, you don't like this song?
I don't like this song.
Okay, that's fine. Oh shit, it might not be this song. Fuck, what song is it? Ding 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 ding. I'm trying to play it in my head.
What instrument is that?
Shit. It's the one that's like the one that with the crazy video where the guy's like oh, this is it. I think this is it. No, it's not. You know that video where it's like a kid is being chased by goblins? That's that song. What's that song?
And he goes, crying on a tissue or something like that.
Yeah, you're me. Wait, is that MGMT?
Take only what you need from it. Yeah, that's them. That was on the same album as that kid song, I think.
What's that song called?
I don't know.
Fuck, because there's such a fucking cool demo of that song. Wait, maybe it isn't.
You're thinking of Tool. Where he's like, reaching for a tissue.
Oh, that is a good line. Oh, it's Kids. It's Kids. Yeah, and there's that line... I searched it by typing in a family of trees because of that line. But listen to the full lyric. A family of trees wanting to be haunted.
Ugh.
Ooh.
I don't know, man.
Okay, so anyway, so listen. So everyone knows this song. You've heard this song. It's this one here. You got it. So you don't like this song.
No.
I think it's a fucking fantastic song. Okay. I think it's a good modern rock song. It's got that synth shit going on. It's good stuff. But I'll let the riff play for a little bit, and then I'll play you what the demo sounds like. It's so fucking cool.
Uh-huh. Let's just say I know what the song sounds like. What's the demo sound?
Listen, man, the audience is grooving out right now.
Half of them probably.
People who like the song. You don't like that pumped up kick song? That's a good song.
I don't like that song either.
Wow, okay. All right.
It's just very catchy. It's very catchy.
They're
dude,
all catchy.
There was a couple of years where every band was just like, I'm going to put the drums in the middle of a high school gymnasium, and I'm going to put all the reverb on my vocals, and I'm not really going to try.
Yeah.
And it's just going to, I'm going to take the vocals out, but I'm just going to leave the reverb in there.
Yeah, but listen. Not everybody can do catchy. Catchy is
doesn't need to be catchy to be good. I'm just saying there was like a production style that everyone sounded like.
Sure, yes. I'm just saying for me, it doesn't take much. Like if your song is catchy, you got me, dude.
Yeah. That's good.
That I, really. I mean, but it's one of those things too where it's like there's genres of music I don't prefer and they're not on my playlist and they're not on my Spotify playlists at all.
Yeah.
But if you play me a catchy song, I'm in, baby.
Yeah.
All right, well, here's what the original version of that song sounds like. Oh, no, this can't be it. This sounds like the same fucking thing.
There were more kids in the original version.
Oh, yeah, no, this is it. It's just like a little, like, keyboard demo, and it's really raw and fun. That is why I like demos, like you were saying. It's like it doesn't get any more, like, not processed than a demo.
Dude,
But listen to this. It sounds like a fucking kick-ass, like, synth song.
This is one laptop song. See how different the vocals?
Yeah, it's different.
How you can hear them?
It's totally different.
And he's not doing that whiny little bitch voice.
Anyway, it's good.
That's a completely... Play the original version's vocals and tell me he's not crying so tough.
All right, hang on a second. Give me two.
Kanafatesha.
Listen.
Some girl thought that was hot once and he did it forever. I like when you talk like you're crying.
I'm a fan. I'm a fan. Oh, this is like.
Do the version with the most kids. Okay. What the fuck, dude? No time to think of consequences. Control
yourself. Take only what you need from. Yeah, it's like a little whinier.
It's catchy, for sure. This is the Tetris version. Yeah, nice, man. Not trying to be extra. Just being functional as fuck. Less is more, player.
If you have a cool track like that, you give it to a producer and then they turn it into this thing.
But what if you whined more?
Try it whinier. The kids love
you
it.
You know what? The girls love
The girls love to diddle and whine.
Girls love wine, I heard. Kind of liked it, but not really.
All right, let's do some sponsors for
fuck's
sake.
Dude, you would love a Mike Doty record by the name of Rockety Roll.
Rockety Roll.
It was an EP that he came out with that's just like him and a drum machine,
oh,
basically.
Oh, yeah, give it. You send him.
Here you go. Rockety Roll.
Yeah, gonna send it.
Mike Doty.
Mike's gonna send it.
Sending it verbally right now.
Yeah, but I can't, dude. You know what that means.
You're never gonna hear it.
Royalty free. Okay, let's do some royalty free music here.
So important.
You know, after all that not royalty free music we played.
Dude, you get sued over that song. That's not worth it at all.
Guys, Squarespace! Squint, 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 squint!
Take only what you need! Tasha. Why does this sound like a goddamn Cialis commercial?
Mike Falzone has Squarespace. He uses it. A lot of my friends use Squarespace. If you're looking for a website, if you're looking to build a website, Squarespace is where you go, man. You don't go anywhere else.
Yeah.
They've got everything you need. If you're like, oh man, I don't know what to call my website, www.hotdogs.com, I want hotdogs.com. Well, I'm sure someone owns that already. But let's try something different. I want gluegunboy.com. No one has gluegunboy.com. There's no way.
You could even get gluegunboy.hotdog.
Yes. Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Gluegunboy.hotdog. Yeah. But that's the point. Squarespace can take care of your domain name. the www, which is like kind of where I used to be stuck. Like, I'd be like, I want to build a website. I think I can mess with HTML a little bit. Back then, it was complicated as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, but how do I get the web address, and how do I buy that, and what do you need to do? Like, a lot of people don't even know how to even begin, and Squarespace literally does all of the hard stuff for you.
Skip 15 years of technology.
Seriously.
And get Squarespace.
Yeah, Squarespace will like literally just show you, just like click next, easy type stuff.
Yeah.
Type in what you want and it will look beautiful. You can use those templates that were built by award-winning world-class designers. Come on, guys. Your website's going to look great.
They
and
took
you didn't have
home
to do
so
anything.
Many template awards, dude.
Yeah, they the Tempies.
Dude, they have shelves filled with template awards.
And the best bump map goes to Squeegee Squeegee.
Or the best background gradient goes to...
And the best fractal light background goes to Wingwom.
And the nominees for best drop-down menu are...
Dude, Screwpoint took home all the templates. Guys,
I got nothing in my head.
Squarespace also has powerful e-commerce functionality, so you can sell anything you want. Again, all of this stuff is so easy, you're going to freak out how easy it is. If you've been sitting on a website idea and you have not at least looked at Squarespace, then you don't know what you're missing out on.
And when you do freak out, 24/7 customer service is there to calm you down.
When you need help, there's always someone there 24/7, just like Mike said. It's just like, you know, I don't know, man. There's really nowhere else you should go if you want to make a website. If you're sitting on the idea of a website, go to squarespace.com/banter and check it out. And if you like what you see and you're ready to make your website, use the offer code banter and you'll save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. You guys, make it yourself. All right? Make it stand out with Squarespace.
Or don't, and that's your choice. If we're being honest, that's transparent as fuck.
I appreciate that.
Is this the new Tool album?
Sounds like a Muse album. You gotta get away. You gotta run away.
It's Trent boy.
Yeah. Okay, so guys, stamps. Stamps is a wonderful service for you and me and anybody that wants to use. I mean, here's the thing. I worded this incorrectly. No one has time to go to the post office. Literally no one. You're busy. Everyone's busy. Who's got time for all the traffic, parking, lugging all your mail and packages? It's a real hassle. That's why
I don't even
know
where it is.
I know. I don't know where it is either. I don't want to look for it. I use stamps.com, guys. I use it. And that's why you need it, because I use it. And it's one of the most popular time-saving tools for small businesses, guys. Stamps.com eliminates trips to the post office and saves you money with discounts that you can't even get at the post office.
If you have a small business, you know how important time is.
Absolutely.
Get yourself some more time.
Yeah, you're gonna want it.
You're going to need to use that time somewhere else.
Guys, Stamps.com brings all the amazing services of the U.S. Post Office right to your computer. Whether you're a small office sending invoices, an online seller shipping up products, or even a warehouse sending thousands of packages a day, Stamps.com can handle it all with ease. You just use your computer to print out official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send. And once your mail is ready, you just hand it to your mail carrier or drop it in a mailbox. It's that simple, guys. Come on, and with Stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first-class stamp and up to 40% off priority mail. Not to mention it's a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters. Ooh.
Oh.
Guys, Stamps.com is a no-brainer, saving you time and money. It's no wonder over 700,000 small businesses already use Stamps.com. So right now, our listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, that's right, plus free postage and... a digital scale. Without any long-term commitment, that's right, guys, a digital scale. That's great. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in banter. That's stamps.com. Enter. Banter.
I usually don't say stuff like this, but I'm horny as fuck for stamps.com.
I usually don't. You know, I wouldn't normally say this, but I'm about to drop a load for stamps.
I'm about to drop a number three on any competitor to stamps.com.
Guys, Mike, we have a new sponsor. Are you ready?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Dude, I love this sponsor.
Okay.
It's called Honey.
Oh, fuck yeah,
Do you
man.
Use Honey?
Yeah, man.
Dude, Honey
you
is...
You know why I use Honey? Because I'm not a fucking idiot.
Exactly. Exactly. Guys, here's the thing with Honey. You ever buy something online only to find out later that you missed a discount? Well, I don't overspend anymore thanks to Honey. Honey is a free browser add-on that finds you and I and everyone who uses it the best deals online automagically. Yeah, I said automagically.
I listened to it.
I'm telling you, no matter where you go, you can use this thing on your computer and it will find you a discount. You know how like when you order something online and there's that box that says enter promo code or discount?
And you're like, oh, I wish I had. And you try Banter regardless?
Yeah.
Because you don't know if we've worked with them or not?
It doesn't work.
We haven't.
Well, Honey is basically like the automatic code typer for you.
Yeah, your Honey is your friend sitting behind you who's like, oh, yeah, I bought something from them last week, and now there's 20%. Put this in.
Guys, Honey finds discounts and coupons across 37,000 sites. Amazon, Sephora, Best Buy, Nordstrom, and more. And with Honey, dude, I don't worry about missing a deal. I just shop like normal, and Honey handles the rest.
Honey's like having a friend with a wallet that's too fat because it's filled with coupons.
I'm not sure how much I saved the last time Honey helped me out because I just kind of like, Honey has become such a part of my buying, online buying experience that I'm just like, oh, thanks, Honey. And it just goes away. Yeah. I don't really like pay too much attention to what it, to how much I'm saving, which is kind of stupid, but it's doing it. And
why
it's
would you do it?
Dude,
it's in the past.
I'm telling you, it's in the discount. It gives me a discount every time.
Yeah. Look at your bank account. That's how much money you saved.
It's
That's
great.
The money you still have.
Oh, dude. And it's like a little game, too. When you go to buy something and the Honey pops up and it goes searching websites, and then it shows you the discount. It's like a little, it's like a tiny Christmas before you get your Christmas.
Yeah. It really ruins Christmas.
So, guys. Honey has saved its 10 million members an average of $28. That's crazy. An average of like almost $30.
I heard total, but it's not. It's average.
That's right. Honey members have already saved more than $800 million. How about that one? That's not bad for something that's completely free. Literally completely free and takes just two clicks to install. Time Magazine calls Honey basically free money, dude.
Yeah.
All right, so here, there's no reason to not use Honey if you don't use it. If you don't use it, you're dumb. It's free to use and easy to install on your computer in just two clicks. So shop with confidence. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/banter. That's joinhoney.com/banter. Honey, the smart shopping assistant that saves you time and money when you're shopping online.
Honey, the only one that's going to be around when the bees are gone.
Thank you, Honey.
Do we have any history rogues?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's fucking do it.
History rogue is my favorite. X Factor. Remember X Factor?
Oh, yes.
Was Havoc in X Factor?
I can't hear you over the music.
Oh. One clap in there at the end? Does he clap once?
It's like a cymbal hit, or it's like the tempo, maybe the little like
the metronome is
yeah
claps?
No, I think you're right. I think he added claps in there.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Guys, this history road comes from Dylan. Todd Brown.
Too many firsts.
This is my friend Dylan, Todd Brown.
Okay, so where's Todd?
Hey, BB boys. While at a comic book shop, my friend, she pulled out a book called Drawing Dynamic Hands. I quickly responded, Drawing Dynamic Hands is my favorite podcast.
Fine.
And proceeded to laugh hysterically at myself while she, of course, did not get it.
That's a B minus.
Picture is attached to prove I'm not a lying piece of shit. Love you both, and please never stop bringing all the joy of the Lord be with you and your team.
What the fuck?
Can I give you a better drawing dynamic hands? If she had said, oh man, drawing dynamic hands, I'd be like, oh, drawing dynamic hands is my favorite episode of Dynamic Banter.
Yeah, that's good. I would have said, my favorite page in that book is Dynamic Hand Turn. Dynamic Hand Turn.
This next email, History Road, comes from Annabelle Mallory. She says, hey, what's up? It's the born girl who made the first Dynamic Banter quiz. I also made sure to get on the guest list for Friends and Friends and then made sure not to come.
Hell yeah. Thank you so much. That really helps my standing with the club.
Just kidding. I tried really hard and turns out sheer willpower won't get me up to Hollywood from San Diego in half an hour. Who knew?
Huh.
Today, my friend told me about her.
Yeah, everyone who's been here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or has seen a map.
Ben. Today, my friend told me about her dad, who's a mechanic, who always drops screws she has to vacuum up when she cleans. I said, vacuum up the screw is my favorite Shakespeare play. That's good. Mm-hmm. In other news, here are some pretty sick Wickwillian family candles / David Ross paint names. Are you ready for some of these, Mike?
Yes, please.
My beautiful girlfriend, Alana. That's a nice one.
A little pandery.
Yeah, it's pandery for sure. Papa's sunglasses. Albanian surprise.
Also pandery, but good.
Whipped soup.
See? Now you're getting it.
Stacy's filling.
Gross. Has got it going on.
Three motorcycles. Just yell boat. HGTV's horse hunters. Remembered burp. Salvador's minivan. Nail gun. Excuse my balloon.
That makes me angry that I didn't.
What about this one? I'm sorry, Melissa.
That's pretty good. That's when you have a roommate named Melissa and you've wronged her and you just leave it lit for when she comes home.
What about Bye Bye Bird? Bye Bye Bird.
A.K.A. Open Window.
Dead Tooth.
HGTV's Horse Hunters. That's so funny, dude.
Okay, well, that was all from Belle. Thank you, Belle.
Thank you, Belle. Say hello to Beast.
All right.
And singing teacup.
Thank you, Belle. Gracie Myers sends a History Road saying, you've got a new bit. Hello, my too many bonks boys born. I was doing a casual scrolls and came across a good meme that reminded me of your trio, your lovely podcast, and the late Chorkmafa Jimmers.
Pour one out one time.
Please enjoy these almost names. Wishing you such. Okay. Let's see.
A little cliffhanger there at the end.
This is from a 90s baseball video game. Whoa, that's weird. You guys were talking about 90s baseball video games before we were recording.
You know what? You're right.
Where a Japanese game designer had to make up a bunch of American names.
Oh, dude, I think I had this one.
Really?
Yeah, because they didn't have they had the team rights, but not the player rights, because they're two different things. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
so it'd be like Wabe Togs.
Wait, it's 11-11. Make a wish. Okay, here we go. Slevy McDickiel. McDykel? Onsen Sweeney. Daryl Archideld. Anatol I. Smorin. Ray McSriff.
Dude, this is so great.
Glenelin Mixon.
Just put more letters onto the regular names, eh?
Did I do Mario McIlwain? Mario McIlwain.
Well, he's a goddamn Hall of Famer. Put a little respect on that.
Raul Chamberlain. Kevin Nogilny.
Oh, pretty good.
Tony Smerick. Bobson Dugnutt.
Dude, Bobson Dugnutt had the lowest ERA of any relief pitcher.
Well, dude, I was hoping Willie Dustis would be in the game this month.
Do you have a Willie Dustis rookie card, dude? Rated?
No. I'll tell you what I do have, though. I have a Jeromy Gride.
I'll trade you a Madrami Gride and a Will Dustiff.
What about a Scott Doerrk? Doerrk, you... What about Sean Furcotte? Sean Furcotte. Dean Wesley.
Sean Furcotte is the most German Irish person, or most German Italian person.
What about Mike Truck?
That legit sounds like it could be like, I'm from Wyoming. My name's Mike Truck.
Or how about Dwiget Rortrugal? Tim Sandale. Carl Dandleton.
I think I bought a car from him once.
What if, come on down to Carl Dandleton's. Carlot! You pick the car. It's yours. Mike. There's two left. Mike Sir.
Dude, that's an old baseball player that now has a used car. You pick the car and I'll throw you the keys.
He throws them. He just throws the keys at the camera.
Yeah, and then the next shot is... somebody facing the other direction going like this. What's his first name?
Carl.
Thanks, Carl.
Carl Dandleton.
Dude, just so you have it for the video, throw me these keys. Say the line.
I'm Carl Dandleton. Come get yourself a car. You pick it. It's yours, and I'll throw you the keys.
Thanks, Hall of Famer Carl Dandleton.
Okay, last two. Mike Hernandez and Todd Gonzalez. Thank you, Gracie.
Holy shit.
That's very sweet, Gracie.
Oh, wow. That was wonderful. Thank you for that.
Here's a history road from Will Beatty. He says, my name is Will, and I'm typing this while listening to episode 143 introducing Reginald P. Flight.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace.
He's in a bag over there.
Same.
He's fine. There's holes in it.
Always poke holes in your bag.
If you could honk the horns real good for me, that would be much appreciated.
That was good enough.
My history road takes place early in the summer on a business trip to Seattle with my papa. On our way to a restaurant called Biscuit Bitch, it began to rain.
What a turn, dude. Shit. What a turn.
As we were walking through the rain, I asked my father if it rains much in Seattle, as I had never traveled there before. He responded with, "It's always rainy in Seattle." I promptly responded with, "It's always rainy in Seattle" is my favorite spinoff series of "It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia." A little long. He stared at me in confusion. I then explain the is my favorite joke. He didn't like it. This concludes my history road.
It's a generational thing.
I just wanted people to know that I was really funny and I made a good is my favorite joke. Mm. My grammar in this email is probably
you don't get
the
to say that.
My grammar in this email is probably the best it's ever been in writing. I don't even write this well in school. Double brackets, just for you. Thanks for making me laugh and for making my mom disappointed in my sense of humor. Where's your mom in this equation?
I thought you were talking to your dad.
I don't have a car, but if I did, I would crash it while listening to this podcast. Steve sounds like Aziz Ansari when you can't see his face, and Mike looks like Jesus if he was exactly 17% overweight.
Who is this person?
Your two horn honk, BBDB human being, Will Beatty. Will Beatty.
Hey, Will.
Uh-oh. Here it goes.
Hey, Will. You know what you did. And I'm writing it down, and I'm keeping track. And I'm making a list, and I'm checking it thrice. And that list will still be shorter than your this is my favorite that joke. Thank you. That's how you disappoint an audience.
Okay, last history road here comes from Karen R. It says, Candlemas encounter emotional.
What?
Oh, it's emotional.
What encounter?
Candlemas?
What is that?
Hey, spooky boys. Anne here. I have no idea.
Oh.
Today I went to a good old Barnes & Noble and spent too much coinage, but something incredible happened. Right in the entrance of the store was a table advertising some great sales, and what caught my eye in particular was a volume of 20 H.P. Lovecraft horror stories. That's good. I like that. That's okay. Nice. I opened the book, and somehow, when I opened to a random page, I was greeted with this sentence from the Dunwich Horror, Wilbur Whateley. Oh, from the Dunwich Horror. Wilbur Whateley was born at 5 a.m. on Sunday, the 2nd February 1913. The 2nd of February 1913. This date was recalled because it was...
They had two Februaries back then.
They did have two Februaries. It was the first time ever. This date was recalled because it was Candlemas, which people in Dunwich curiously observe under another name. This blew my mind because I forgot the holiday even existed and thought it'd be fun to share light of the DB episode where y'all were doing research on why we break Worcester bone on Thanksgive. That episode had me in pieces, in case you were wondering. I bought the book instantly. Gotta love Lovecraft. Absolutely. Did we talk about Candlemas? Man, my brain is just done.
Well, I mean...
We did talk about the origin of breaking the wishbone.
Yes.
And is that... Did they talk about Candlemas in that? Oof.
You might have said it while you were reading a Wikipedia article.
No, I think we did
once.
A whole thing about Candlemas. Because we were like, what the fuck's Candlemas? And then we did that whole bit. Yeah, he remembers.
Who are these people?
Thank you, boys, for everything you do. Whenever life is being rough, listening to you always calms me down and makes me laugh, and I really mean it. I'm not quite sure what I'd do without you. And P.S., I was wondering if there was even the slightest chance you could reboot the production of the DBDB hoodie. The mediums are hashtag out of stock, and this gal has spider arms, which will not fit into the likes of a small.
Does that mean you have eight?
If not, that is totally fine, and I shall purchase the other Dynamic Banter hoodie, or I can wait for more of y'all's great merch. For real, you have the best.
I appreciate that very much.
That's very nice.
And I appreciate her not calling me fat. That was my favorite part. And also, there are, unfortunately, an unyielding set of rules that we live by in the store. But I could also tell you that there's awesome stuff that we're putting a lot of thought into in the hoodie department coming out for the fall times.
Thank you, Karen. I don't know why it says your name is Karen, but you're calling yourself Anne. So
you can identify as whatever you'd like nowadays.
All right. I am no longer Anne. I'm Karen. I'm Karen now.
Karen.
Thank you guys so much. You guys are great.
And what's that short for?
I want to say Karen. Thank you to Mike Falzone. I want to say thank you to Ryan Faroki. I want to say thank you to everyone and our sponsors. Thank you to HeadGum.
I have a show coming up.
Thank you to Head.
I had a show coming up on August 22nd at the Stress Factory in Bridgeport, Connecticut. So I'll be home. You come hang out with me when I'm home. That'll be a lot of fun. And then the first weekend of October, I think October like 4th through the 6th, I'll be in Toronto, Canada. At the Corner Comedy Club, and there's tickets on their website right now. Go to that. Go get that. Those.
Ooh, that's nice. Well, thank you guys so much. And yeah, like Mike said, go to dynamicbanter.clothing. Check out our merch. New merch is coming all the time. And we love you guys so much, and we thank you so much for coming and listening to the podcast.
And thank you for anyone listening who's never called us fat.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.